I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth.
The basic pattern is to identify the fundamental doctrine or principle that's being taught. Find any invitations associated with and related to that doctrine or principle. And then also recognizing the promised blessings if we act in accordance with that invitation.
Welcome to Words of the Prophets, a podcast where we discuss the latest talks from the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Todd, and today I have with me my daughter, Aaliyah. How are you today, Aaliyah?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. Any invitations you want to update us on?
I think I have rededicated myself to the one from the very, very beginning of conference to learn about Christ in the Book of Mormon. And I've been revamping my studies and trying to make sure that I'm still spending enough time and energy on those because they were kind of drifting a little. So that has been my current goal.
Awesome. How do you know if you're spending enough time and energy on it?
The Spirit tells me. Yeah.
Good answer.
I mean, I usually can tell if I'm doing it to like check a box, like a read for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, just to like say that I did it versus like studying. Mm-hmm. And that if I'm studying, it can't take, usually it's not less than like 10 minutes. Like it usually takes me longer and I want to keep going. Like it's usually 20, 25 until I've finished like a chapter or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I could stop if I wanted.
Right.
So it just feels different.
You hit a spiritual flow state.
Yes.
I love it.
Get in the zone.
I've said it before, and it's an unpopular and or hot take and or incorrect take, but I don't want to disparage the idea of the checkbox either. Like that has gotten me through a lot of things that I should be doing that I wouldn't do without the checkbox. And it helps me grow into making those things a witness. Or making them what you just described. So for me, you know, it's not the perfect state we're searching for, but boy, has the checkbox been helpful to get me going and keep me motivated. So
yeah, it's just like the checkbox for me equates to obedience. And so even if I'm doing it just to check a box to say that like I did it and know that I obeyed, like that's still good enough, but it could be better in terms of like what I'm getting from the study.
Right. Absolutely. Agree. All right. Today we also have Burke. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Any invitations you want to update us on?
You know, I was just thinking about as you're talking about checkbox that as I'm working on my invitation to write down impressions I get in the sacrament meeting, I don't get them every week, but every week I open up a little note on my phone and I date it and I put a bullet and then the cursor sits there waiting. And so when you say the checkbox could be helpful, I agree. Like I put it there. So it's like, okay, I'm ready and I'm waiting. I still don't get one every week. And it's been a couple weeks since I had anything. So now I'm pondering if that's me or if I just have to wait more, but still working on it.
All right. Keep waiting on the Lord. And how in the world does someone married to Rivka end up recording those impressions on an electronic device?
I mean, she'll be my own people.
That's true.
It is a difference. It's a great couple.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Words. Thank you, Burke. All right. Well, that was Rivka chiming in, the master of notebooks and pens. How are you today, Rivka?
I'm doing fantastically. So excited to be here.
Good. Have you had any invitations that have been good spiritual journeys for you lately?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about Elder Stanfield's talk, The Imperfect Harvest. That was one that just cut me to the quick. And then my son and I went to Education Week this last week, and in pretty much every class that we went to every day, and the classes, like, they're the same class done in, like, you know, it's like a series, so same teacher, four classes. But I swear, in every single class, at one point in the class, there was the reminder, Jesus Christ is the one who saves and redeems. We just have to come unto him, and that is all he asks, and he is the one who, you know, will help us become the celestial beings we hope to be. So I have been contemplating that and really working on my internal monologue. Well, I guess if I'm working on it and trying to stop it, it becomes a dialogue, you know. But just working on not comparing and remembering that Heavenly Father's expectations of me and his opinions of me are the ones that matter.
Love it. Beautiful gospel principle. And it goes along with your previous invitation of making your holy habits a witness as well, sort of going back to the checkbox, not just relying on yourself to check the box, but relying on the Spirit to make it a witness to the Savior. So I love it.
All different ways of clinging to our covenants.
Indeed. Holding fast, one might say. Well, we're at the end of the April 2023 session of the General Conference, and how glorious it has been. We're on President Nelson's talk, where he announces the temples that are going to be constructed. So what we're going to do today is we're each going to share one thought from his closing remarks, or one thing that was meaningful to us, and then we'll go back through and talk about any overarching impressions, or general themes from a conference that have made a difference in our lives over the past 5 or 6 months. So we're going to start off with Aaliyah. So Aaliyah, what stood out to you from this talk by President Nelson?
I really liked one of the invitations he gave, which was learn more about his atonement, his love, his mercy, his doctrine, and his restored gospel of healing and progression. Turn to him, follow him. And so I really liked just all the things he listed to learn about. Especially, I thought it was interesting, the restored gospel of progression, because that's something that I, you know, focus on a lot. I'm constantly setting goals to achieve that progression. And so I thought that was really cool that we can learn more about his gospel of progression.
I love it. I thought that word was also very cool, and it reminded me of Cradle, not to just throw in a random Cradle reference for no reason, but
improve yourself.
And improve yourself, as Burke chimes in. Yeah. That's something that we love about that series is, you know, it's not a gospel series. It's not written by a member of the church, but it really resonates with that idea of eternal progress. So fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go on to Burke. How about you? What stood out to you from this talk?
All right. So just one. Okay. So he's talking about savoring verses about the Savior's life, especially those that surround the events of Easter. And he says, savor these sacred verses and find every way you can to thank our Heavenly Father for sending us his only begotten Son. And I don't know if I do all the ways of thinking. I have to think about this. So you listener out there, think about this and maybe send us a little tidbit on one of the ways you get a hold of us, and let me know all the ways that I should be thanking him, because apparently there are a lot more that I'm not using.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that when I read that, Burke. That's very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
What are the ways that I am not doing that I could think?
I'm guessing that he wants us to use our actions.
Our moral agency, as Elder Bednar would say. I love it. Okay. It's amazing. This talk is like four paragraphs long or something, and there's probably eight invitations. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, Burke, what stood out to you? Or sorry, Rivka, what stood out?
I was going
to
say another one. I was like, oh, it's my name. I could go again. Okay, go ahead.
You can go again if you want, Burke.
Yeah. Well,
let's hear it, Burke.
He says, I plead with you to come unto him so that he can heal you. And he says, he will heal you from sadness and fear. And there's lots of times I want that.
Yeah. Man, wow, this talk is so short, but so good.
I know.
He will heal you from the wounds of this world. Oh, we all need that, don't we?
Yeah.
I feel like the wounds of this world get inflicted every day, and it's death by a thousand cuts, right? I mean, there could be big ones, right? You get addicted to a substance or whatever, but the wounds I feel are just the daily, like, combined wounds of attrition. I don't know how to describe it, but just that daily grind of, like, being here, and where we're spiritual beings in a temporal world. And I was telling Aaliyah the other day, like, I feel like I do pretty well at sort of reading the scriptures regularly and trying to stay in that mindset. And I was telling Aaliyah, it barely feels like enough sometimes to just overcome the pull of the world, you know?
But
I need that healing every day.
When you say death by a thousand cuts, does not the atonement exist to save us from death?
Indeed. You are absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very profound. And so, yeah, I love that. Okay, well, we've already gotten so much out of this very, very short talk. It's amazing. And we still have more to go. So let's go on to Ripka now.
I really appreciated that he kind of bookends this conference with Elder Stevenson's talk by bringing up that it's Easter Sunday. And then he says, 1 week from today is Easter Sunday. It is the most important religious observance for followers of Jesus Christ. And when I read that, I was like, I'm not sure I've ever considered Easter as that, as the most important religious observance. And so I had to think about that this week. And of course, Easter is really the recognition and the celebration of the atonement of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. And we get to have weekly reminders of that when we partake of the ordinance of the sacrament on Sundays. And when we go to the temple, I mean, the whole endowment is about the atonement of Jesus Christ and our covenanting with God to be able to have that effective in our life so we can make it to the celestial kingdom. And, you know, Elder Stevenson's talk was really thought-provoking, and I just really appreciated that President Nelson bookended the conference with this reminder for us to, and maybe a little bit of an invitation to take more seriously our contemplations about that, which, I mean, goes along with what Burke was saying, because his was just right after that. And then President Nelson says, because of Jesus Christ, we can repent and be forgiven of our sins. Because of him, each of us will be resurrected. And then toward the end of the talk, he says, Jesus Christ directs the affairs of his church. I testify that following him is the only way to enduring happiness. So, yeah, I loved the bookend for this conference.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah, one of the themes of conference was Easter, and just really focusing on that and the atonement and the resurrection. And Aaliyah, did you have any other theme from the conference that was memorable to you or that has made an impact on your life over the past few months?
I feel like there was a pretty common thread of meekness that was discussed in a lot of talks, especially Christ-like poise. Christ-like attribute came up a lot, even if it wasn't specifically referenced as meekness.
Okay. How have you applied meekness in your life since General Conference?
I think in just being more willing to try and have better relationships with people and, like, be a better friend, teacher, sibling, all those things, just kind of the humility of and meekness of trying to be better for other people.
All right. I love it. That reminds me, I feel like since I have been released from being bishop, I'm callingless right now. I'm also familyless. I'm just living as a bachelor here for a few more days before I get to finally rejoin my family. I feel like I have become less meek and less charitable. Like some of those gifts of the Spirit have been withdrawn, and I'm just sort of, I was going to say, you know, floating on a breeze or something, but what I should be saying is I'm holding onto the edge of the boat being flopped around the deck by a storm. maybe that's a little dramatic, but it definitely feels like I've been left to exert myself on my own instead of, you know, supported and given that spiritual gift of charity and meekness. So that's something I've been wrestling with, and maybe I should go back and read that Christ-like poise. I didn't get to record that with you guys, and that one was a great talk, so I should go back and study that one. So I appreciate that reference. Burke, how about you? What was a theme that really was impactful in your life this conference?
So for me, the theme was that the Spirit will tell me to do things that have nothing to do with what the talk is about.
Okay.
That happened to me two times, and both talks that were very early. The first one, and I've talked about this before, but Sister Corden's talk, where I'll just read a short snippet of it. She says, in 2011, while I was serving with my husband as mission leaders in beautiful Curitiba, Brazil, my phone rang during a meeting. Rushing to silence it, I noticed the call was from my father. I quickly left the meeting to answer, "Hi, Dad." And because she said this, a couple weeks after conference, I had a very similar thing happen to me when I was just getting ready for sacrament meeting, and had a phone call from a family member that I normally would have just silenced because sacrament meeting was about to start. But instead, I stepped out of the meeting and took a call that was very important from a family member who just needed someone to talk to. And I was so grateful. And I'm sure that's not what she was thinking about when she wrote the whole rest of this talk and gave this talk, but that mattered to me. And then the other invitation I've been working on for months now came out of Elder Carl B. Cook's talk, and it was not really the point of his talk, but it was when he was sitting in the meeting, and a meeting was about to start with Elder Packer, and he leaned over to give a compliment to the stake president how wonderful it was. And even though it was 20 minutes before the meeting started, Elder Packer elbowed him and said, "No talking." And the reason he'd said that was because he was writing down spiritual impressions. And that was when the Spirit told me, "You need to be writing down spiritual impressions." Again, not the topic of the talk, but what I needed was still in there. And I just love that.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that you received those impressions and you've had actual experiences since then that you've acted on, and they've made a difference in your life. So thank you for sharing that. Rivka, so besides Easter, was there any other theme of the conference that really has made an impact in your life?
I think the overarching takeaway for me, like I was writing down some of my favorite talks, and kind of the theme is, for me, the idea that we make covenants and then we strive to keep those covenants. And then we need to trust God when he tells us that if we do that, he will make us everything we're capable of becoming, and we will be able to become like he is and return to him and stop fretting so much about if we're going to be worthy. Because what makes us worthy is the Savior and his atoning sacrifice. And so if we bind ourselves to the Savior through covenant, then yeah, he is worthy, and he will make us worthy to be what God is.
Beautiful thoughts. I love it, Rivka. Thank you. Okay, well, that will do it for this talk and this general conference. Thanks to everybody for enjoying this journey with us of learning these same principles that we heard when we first heard them and studying them in greater depth, and of just having the opportunity to enjoy the words of the prophets once again. So we do have a little bit of time, about a month until, or a little more than a month till the next general conference. So we plan to go over some of our favorite talks from past general conferences. The next one we're going to discuss is called Latter-day Saints Keep on Trying by Elder Dale G. Renland of the 70. From the April 2015 General Conference, picked by Burke. but we'd love to hear from you. So if there's a talk that you love that we should review and talk about, then just let us know. And Aaliyah is going to tell you how you can get a hold of us to do that.
You can email us at wordsoftheprophetspodcast@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook and Instagram at Words of the Prophets Podcast.
All right. So thanks for joining us today. And until next time, keep the faith.
If we teach by the Spirit and you listen by the Spirit, some one of us will touch on your circumstance, sending a personal prophetic epistle just to you.